Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins as they probe deeper into the latest of a whole series of mystery fires that have plagued the department in recent days. They've just put out a mattress fire in a locked bedroom in a house also locked up and deserted. How could this fire have been set? And yet there's no explanation as to how it could have started by itself. But in one way, they are moving closer toward the source of these strange sudden fires, and we'll see how when we look in on them in just a minute, right after this message you'll want to hear. Let's go, firefighters. Let's join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins in that top-floor bedroom filled with smoke from the charred mattress. Only a moment ago, from the open skylight in the roof, Tim and his chemical extinguisher had done their job. Then the two men had dropped down into the room and unlocked the door. Now they have a perfect sample of the mystery fires which Tim has been investigating as a special assignment. So far, the only thing Tim and his younger brother Jimmy had discovered was the strange item that all these unexplained blazes seem to have had in common. In each case, they involved a mattress. And now, as Chief Cody digs into this one with his knife, Tim and Jimmy watch closely, hoping for the answer at last.
Well, careful you don't burn your hand, Chief, ripping that mattress apart. It's still pretty hot.
Don't worry, Jimmy. You see these burned holes in the covering, Tim? Several of them.
Yes, sir. No question about it. This fire started right inside that mattress. You find anything in there?
Cotton filling, springs, exactly what's supposed to be in it. Oh. Not a thing that shouldn't be here.
Well, then none of these fires could have been set by a firebug.
Oh, there are ways of setting fires where no evidence is left, Jimmy, but now we're farther away than ever from any answer.
No, we're moving closer, son. We got this one out in time to find out where the mattress came from.
Yeah, see that tag the chief is pointing to, Tim?
Oh, let me see it. Clement's Department Store.
Well, gosh, I know him. Mr. Clement, I used to run errands for him after school.
What's he like, Jimmy?
Well, gee, like everyone else, he seemed like an awful swell guy to me. Why?
Oh, I just wondered. We'll check further, Tim. If the mattresses in each of these mystery fires came from Mr. Clement's, we'll have to have a talk with him. Yeah, a very serious talk.
Huh? Oh, but he wouldn't put something in his mattresses that would go off in flames and put people in danger.
We certainly didn't find anything. You agree, Tim? You've been poking about inside it.
Chief Cody, this is just plain cotton, I'm positive. There's no reason in the world why it should burst into flames by itself.
But these mystery fires have got to stop before something tragic happens, Tim.
I know, sir. What the dickens can we do?
If these fire-breeding mattresses all came from the same place, I've got a special errand for you, Tim.
Yes, sir.
While you're taking care of that, Jimmy and I'll go to see his friend, Mr. Clement. If he knows the answer, he'll give it to us or else.
Well, let's come right into my office, Chief Cody.
You too, Jimmy. It's nice to see you again, son.
Mr. Clement, you're not going to like what I have to say. Maybe you know about the regular epidemic of mystery fires we've been having all over town.
Well, yes, I read about them in the paper. Nobody seems to know how they started.
Well, we know where they started, at least.
Well, they broke out in half a dozen widely separated places. No connection at all, unless, well, as the paper hinted, there's some crazy firebug on the loose.
When I said where they started, I didn't mean sections of the city. And if anybody set those fires, you did, sir.
I? But good heavens, what are you saying?
Mr. Clement, we've gone over every unexplained fire in the last few days. Each case seems to involve a mattress. And every doggone one of them came from your store, right here.
Well, I can't believe it. What's wrong with them?
Nothing that we can see. Nothing but the ordinary cotton filling inside them, right?
Well, of course. They're my regular line of inexpensive mattresses. I've certainly never had any complaints like this before.
They couldn't have been tampered with in any way.
Gee, do you think that I or anyone in my store could reopen a mattress after it's been delivered from the manufacturer? Do you think we could insert anything that would cause fire, that wouldn't leave evidence that...
Now,
that
don't get mad, Mr. Clement. It never did seem very likely, but, well, I had to ask.
Oh, Chief, you may take my word that nothing could have been placed in those mattresses. And yet... Well, never in all my experience has a cotton-filled mattress burst into flame by itself.
Well, what's Tim bringing here that's so important, Chief? Gee, you lent him your own car so he could hurry.
He's bringing a who, Jimmy, not a what. And with that feeling I have that another mattress fire could break out for no reason at all, well, he'd better hurry.
Well, I must say, Private Collins, I never dreamed to be speeding through the streets in Chief Cody's own car one day.
I never dreamed I'd be driving it, Dr. Curtis. With an important industrial chemist like yourself sitting beside me.
Well, I must say I feel more at home in a laboratory than a department store. I hope I can help you.
Well, if you can solve the mystery of those mattresses...
Well, offhand, Collins, there's absolutely no reason why an average, normal cotton mattress should burst into flames. At that stage, spontaneous combustion is out of the question.
Well, I know, Dr. Curtis, but I've looked into the reports of half a dozen of these mystery fires. Been in on three firsthand.
A mattress turned up each time?
Yes, sir. A porch burned. A mattress was airing on the roof. A bedroom, the fire started near the bed. And a moving van that was unloading household things. And a boys' camp where they'd taken their cots out for inspection.
And this last fire, you and Chief Cody saw the burning mattress with your own eyes.
Yes, sir, Dr. Curtis. It's the only explanation, and... Well, yet it's no explanation at all.
Well, you did a good job of investigation, Collins, discovering the point they all had in common. Only...
Only? You mean, sir, the chief and I overlooked something?
I don't know. But these fires have something else in common. Something that likely you would only occur to an industrial chemist like myself.
Oh, good grief. What's that, sir?
Well, I shouldn't say. As a scientist, I'd better look at the evidence first.
Oh, now I can't wait to get to the department store, Dr. Curtis.
Well, at the rate you firemen drive, Collins, it shouldn't be long. However, it's just as well. On such a lovely warm day as this, we can't get there too fast.
Almost before Tim has a chance to be startled at the odd way Dr. Curtis mentions the pleasant weather and the need for speed in the same breath, the Clements department store sign comes in view down the street. A few moments later, the men are gathered in the back room of the store. The industrial chemist, the store owner, young Jimmy, and our firefighting friends. All of them standing by with serious expressions as Dr. Curtis quickly slices open the mattress with a sharp instrument.
Now you can see for yourself why we're so puzzled, Dr. Curtis. Is there anything besides plain cotton filling, besides the springs, of course, in that mattress?
Doesn't seem to be, Chief Cody. That's a fact.
Hundreds of these mattresses have passed through my store, Doctor, and I've never had any trouble like this.
Strange. You're sure, Mr. Clement, that this particular one I'm opening is part of the same lot as the others that caused these fires?
Yes, I'm positive. It's a recent shipment. But how by themselves they could have caused a fire...
Well, they did. Take my word for it. Well.
Gee whiz, do you see something through that magnifying glass you're using, Dr. Curtis?
Be quiet, Jimmy. Don't bother him while he's...
That's all right, Collins. I could see the answer even without the glass. But I just wanted to make absolutely sure.
You got the answer already?
Oh, yes. It's quite simple, Chief. At the same time, a very rare and unusual... Great Scott. Mr. Clement, how many of the mattresses from this shipment have you sold? Or, more important, how many have you delivered to your customers to their homes?
Well, let me see. About 30, I'd say, Dr. Curtis.
Do you have a list of the names and locations?
Well, I could get them together in about 5 minutes.
Well, cut that in half if you can. Then get every delivery truck available out to pick them up and bring them in.
Well, if it's that important, Dr. Curtis, I could order out some of the fire department trucks and men to help.
That's excellent. Those mattresses might be safe for days. On the other hand, a certain combination of events can cause more of those mystery fires of yours, Chief.
Okay. Hop to it, Tim.
No, wait a minute. Well, one more question. Mr. Clement... About 30 of these mattresses have gone out of your store. Was that the entire shipment?
No. I probably have nearly 70 left.
Here in the store?
No. We need the space. They were taken back to the warehouse this morning. Mm-hmm. They're probably lying out in front of it this minute.
Lying out in front of the warehouse?
Yes. It's such a lovely day, we thought it wise to make sure they were thoroughly dry before storing them away.
That does it. You take care of picking up your customers' mattresses. Chief Cody, let's get down to that warehouse at once.
You mean we may have another fire on our hands? Another mystery fire?
It's no mystery to me, sir. But you have exactly the same set of circumstances you had for all those other fires.
Well, then this is no time for talk. What we need is action. Let's roll.
One man holds the answer to the dangerous mattress mystery. But it will have to wait until the new emergency they've caused is over. If you want to know the answer as well as what happened at this point, well, don't miss your next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, a message you ought to hear. Now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Attention, firefighters. This is Chief Cody back with a special assignment for you boys and girls. Check all the lamps in your house. Not the wiring, you know about that. And any trouble there is a job for your parents. Check the bulb and the shade. Make sure there's no contact, that the bulb does not touch any lampshade made of cloth, paper, or other combustible material. Well, that's all. The next time, this is Chief Cody saying, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back again on the same station the next time you hear...
I said, let's go!
Let's go! Fire fighters! Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.